Good afternoon. This is Linda Carlson, your host for Wellness Watch, here on this rainy Monday afternoon in beautiful downtown Hudson, New York. I am going to do something a little bit different today. I've had some questions that have come in, and it seems we have some listeners who are contemplating making some changes. So what I'll remind some of our listeners, if you haven't been listening for the past several months, my colleague Denise Phillips, she's a certified diabetic educator, and myself, we've been talking about type 2 diabetes. We talked about monitoring blood sugar and striving for an A1C of below 7% as recommended by the American Diabetic Association, the American Diabetes Association. The reason that recommendation has been made is to offset some of the very serious complications of diabetes, which can include amputation, blindness, and loss of kidney function, which then would require dialysis. So it's really very important to strive for that below 7%. We also encouraged you to really think about increasing your activity. Moderate activity of 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, is a good start to help control blood sugar as well as blood pressure. And we also want you to remember to take your medications as prescribed. Walking is good for your blood sugar, blood pressure, watching your diet, reducing your sodium content. But the medication is going to help you in a more immediate way until you can make some of those really good behavioral lifestyle changes. So today, as I mentioned, I have some questions that have come in, and I would like to remind everybody that you can send questions or comments to info@wgxc.org. Attention, Linda Carlson, and that's K-A-R-L-S-S-O-N, or just Wellness Watch. Really glad to hear from people who are listening. So, you know, just the mere fact of asking the question, you know, what can I do? That tells me you're thinking about making some changes. And so not only do I want to give you some real practical tips today, but talk a little bit about, you know, how am I going to get to my best self? In the well coaches or the wellness coaching arena, we ask people to create a vision of their best self. What would I look like? What would I feel like in my top healthiest condition? Create the picture, paint the picture. What I did for myself was cut out a picture of a model from Talbot magazine. Not too tall, you know, nice waist, a real pretty sundress, but really nice arms. And it's like, I want arms like that. And then I cut out a picture of my head and pasted it to that and put it up on my bulletin board. And surprisingly, I really am out there now. And now I am going to the health club, but I do walk, but doing my resistance training and trying to build up those biceps and triceps. So the vision's really important. It will help you set some goals for yourself. So what I'd like for you to do now, take a couple deep breaths, close your eyes. Don't do that if you're driving, and begin to visualize what you look like and feel like at your very best health. You might be riding a bicycle and, you know, some of that really nice spandex and definitely a helmet to stay safe now that you're feeling well. Or you can be walking briskly, swinging those arms, good walker arms across the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. Or maybe you're hiking in the Catskills, climbing up to Catterskill Falls, you know, probably really beautiful right now with all the rain, good hiking boots. Or you might see yourself playing volleyball with your children at family picnics or company picnics. You might see yourself carrying a very large bag of clothes that no longer fits you. You're going to take them to Goodwill or put it in one of the boxes that the children, high school students, have along the road to send to different places in the world. So whatever it is that you want, create the picture. keep that in your mind as we talk more about how you're going to get there. So some of the questions today are really wonderful, and I'm hoping that the answers to them will help you set up some goals and some small steps to achieve those goals. So the first question I have here, it says, I have good intentions of eating healthy, but when I get home and have to think about what we're going to eat, I just end up using whatever I have on hand and is easy to prepare. How can I break this cycle? So what I'm thinking, from a coaching perspective here, is that this person sounds like she'd like to have a vision of seeing herself eating healthy dinners, serving her family really healthy dinners. But she's so tired, it keeps her from staying on track, and that I'm going to assume that maybe her easy choices aren't so healthy. So my first recommendation is to set a goal around eating healthy. For instance, my goal is I will be eating healthy dinners 5 nights a week by October 1st. It's specific, it's healthy dinners, and there's a time around it. I'm gonna get there before October. I'm gonna take this summer when we have all the wonderful local foods, local vegetables. You might have your own garden. So you have a really good opportunity now to start having healthy dinners 5 nights a week. Is it realistic? I hope so. So the 3-month goal, it's going to give you some time to try these new behaviors, and you want to build on some small successes. You will have a small success along the line. So in the meantime, you can set some weekly goals. So for instance, I will take stock of my pantry. I'm going to look in that freezer and refrigerator. You might not want to look in my refrigerator. Some of those things are ready to walk out, but you're going to look in it and you're going to look at some labels. And I'll go through some very specific steps here that you will want to take when you're looking at what's in your pantry. Another weekly goal would be I will make a menu for the next month and I'll stick to my grocery list for that menu. It's still good practice when you go into the grocery store to shop the perimeter, the outside aisles. That's where your healthier foods are. However, I've noticed at many of the stores, particularly I shop at Price Chopper in Catskill, and some of my favorite healthy things are right in the middle of the store. And traditionally, that's where all the sweets and all the bad food has been. So you're going to have to keep your eye open for some of the better foods. Also, WebMD, they have a great healthy shopping guide and list. I have that right here in front of me. It's categorized into items like cholesterol and blood sugar helpers, which foods are really high in antioxidants, where are the omega-3 fatty rich foods, so you don't have to guess. I wonder what's in there. What should I be eating that's healthy? They make it so easy. It's great. You can get that from the let me see, it says healthyeating.webmd.com. So that's healthyeating.webmd.com. That's available to you out there, no cost. And then thirdly, you can say, I will begin my pantry makeover by adding whole grains beginning today. I subscribe to a couple magazines. They're put out by, let me see here. It's the Better Homes and Gardens Special Interest. We got Heart Healthy Living, and we have Diabetic Living as well. So there was a woman who was featured that she lost 40 pounds, and the first thing she did was just do a whole grain makeover. And what that was to replace, what she did was she replaced refined grains with whole grains. And by doing that, it'll help improve your blood glucose control, and you'll get, some good weight management out of there as well. And then whole grains, they may reduce your risk of health issues that often accompany diabetes, such as heart disease and high blood pressure. So let's go with the whole grains. And I'll let me see if I can find here in front of me. We've got We have smart and tasty whole grain choices. So before we get to the actual pantry review, let me just give you a few tips around this whole grain, the idea of the whole grain makeover. You might have your pasta, you know, it's carbohydrates. You don't want to eliminate carbohydrates from a diet. You do need them. It's refined, it's, you know, sugary things that you want to eliminate. Well, I say eliminate, but some people can, you know, eat maybe just a small cookie once a day. I wouldn't be able to do that, so I don't keep them in the house. But if pasta, let's go back to the pasta. You can now buy whole grain. There's rice pasta, all in all different shapes and forms. You can make your lasagna whole wheat. So that would be one easy switch. And I think that I have even seen some of the store brand labels with whole wheat now. So they don't have to be costly. Rice, definitely. You want to try to move to brown rice. And you can get brown basmati as well, a little bit lighter. Oats are really good for reducing cholesterol, the oat bran. And when you're baking, using whole wheat flour, in fact, there's whole wheat pastry flour. I don't use Splenda. I'm sensitive to it. I prefer not to use the artificial sweeteners, but maybe agave nectar or honey. There's some changes there. And then whole grain breads. What I want to point out, when you need to read the labels, and that's the fine label on the back of the product and not the front label, not the advertising label, because whole grain might have some whole grain in it, but it may be the fifth or sixth ingredient. You want a bread that the first ingredient starts out with whole wheat flour or whole grains. Ezekiel is a really good brand. In fact, it's flourless. And that's in the frozen section of the stores, or you can buy it at a health food store. Here in Hudson, definitely we have large opportunity for buying healthier foods at the Catterskill Farms. The grocery stores are stocking healthier foods. You have to look for them, but they're there. Tortillas, in fact, I've looked at the big tortillas, and they're full of quite a bit of fat, and then the refined flour. So you would want to switch to either a low carb or a whole wheat tortilla. If you're still going to use the big ones and you make a sandwich, you know, cut it in half and save the sandwich for a snack later. So those are some ways that you can make some changes. Bob's Red Mill is a good brand. Arrowhead Mills. And I know that you can buy these all locally. Pepperidge Farm whole grain bread. Yeah, just a lot of opportunity for you. So let's go on to the pantry review. The first step, very important, you want to minimize. For me, I wanted to get rid of them, but minimize empty calorie foods. These are the ones that they deliver a lot of calories and not a lot of nutrition. They don't have vitamins, minerals, they don't have fiber, protein in them. So you really want to reduce them. For some people, if you eliminate them, it's going to make you want them more. But I will tell you a little secret. If you can eliminate for 3 months or 12 weeks that the cravings that you might have for fats or sugars, it really does diminish. So keep that in mind when you're setting your goals. Let's see. The two infamous types of empty calorie culprits are things with lots of sugar and other caloric sweeteners. So your examples are your sodas and sweetened drinks, you know, the juices. It's concentrated sugar, you know, it just goes right into your blood and the insulin wants to kick in and you'll get into a vicious cycle of, well, gee, now I had all the sugar and I'm feeling shaky and I have to eat something else. So you really want to really try to limit, you know, cakes, cookies, pastries, pies, candy and chocolate bars, cereal bars. You want to be careful. That I think I got caught up in the whole healthy cereal bar craze when it first started, and when I started checking some of the ingredients, I saw high fructose corn syrup in one of the brands. So be very careful. Also, look for things in that pantry that have a lot of added fats and oil. Mayonnaise, salad dressing, microwave popping corn. However, again, I buy a brand name, reduced fat, and popcorn's good, high in fiber, and very good snack. You just don't want the one with a lot of butter. Crackers, your packaged goods, snack cakes, your packaged muffins, they, again, not only have a lot of sugar in them, but there's probably a lot of other ingredients that you really, your body doesn't need. They put them in for as preservatives. Then, how about your cereals? Let's see. Is there a high fiber, less sugary breakfast cereal? You know, our children, it's the frosted Pop-Tarts, and I guess that's not a cereal, that's a Pop-Tart. I don't eat them, so you can see I don't really know what they all are. But you can, Cheerios, plain Cheerios, you know, with a low-fat milk and some strawberries. That's a, you know, pretty good breakfast. So the second step is you want to stock up on some really great tasting, healthy alternatives for foods you know and love. And remember those store brands, they can be purchased at less cost, or try to buy in bulk if you can get to. I work in Kingston and I can get to Mother Earth, and they do have a whole aisle filled with bulk items. In fact, two aisles, because they do have the spices and herbs, as well as all the nuts and beans and rice, all different types of rice. So try to buy in bulk. And during this summertime, if you buy in bulk, keep them in a cool place. You can put your rice in the freezer or in the refrigerator. So some examples of reduced foods, you can get the, you know, baked potato chips. Some people are really into maybe making their own. I haven't gotten there yet. You can get reduced fat. You can get the Cape Cod, and I think Ruffles might have a product as well, and they have less fat, and they use canola oil. So here are some other healthy choices that you can keep in your pantry. Your canned fat-free refried beans. Beans are high in fiber. Your tomatoes. Marinara sauce, I'm not really sure about that. That's on a list here. But again, check the labels, because some of those have quite a bit of sugars, quite a bit of sugar in them. And so, you know, make your own with your canned tomatoes and freeze it. So you want brown rice. I mentioned brown rice, your whole grain breakfast cereals. Here we have Raisin Bran. Canned soups, you really need to watch the sodium content on your canned soups. Again, you know, if you buy a whole chicken and make your own soup and freeze it, you don't have to worry about the sodium. And then your artificial sweeteners, you know, if you're going to use them in baking, there are a lot of tips and recipes out there on how to switch out for you know, your baking staples. In fact, here are a couple examples using unsweetened applesauce for your sweetener. Flaxseed, I forgot to mention flaxseed. Grind that up, and you can use that in your cooking. There's also a baking powder out there that has reduced sodium. The company name is HAIN, Hain Featherweight Baking Powder. Same way with baking soda. So you can really, you know, if you want to make your own cookies, and they're going to be healthy with your whole wheat. And actually, I read about using the mini chocolate chips instead of big chocolate chips. So every little bit counts as you alter your eating habits. So we've been through a whole lot here around this pantry makeover, And finally, I just want to remind you to also look at the saturated fat and trans fats. Trans fats are really, really bad for you, bad for your triglycerides. You want to look for words like hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated. If they're among the first three ingredients, it's going to contain the product's going to contain saturated and trans fats. So even foods that claim to have no trans fats, they can contribute to your diet, or and you know the bad part of your diet. So choose processed foods with fewer total grams of fat. Look for reduced fat options. In fact, I'm using an olive oil salad dressing mayonnaise, and it's just great. So I have one final tip here. Doesn't have to do with the pantry. I did get a question. It was from somebody who said, "I love eating salad bar meals at restaurants. And what can I put in my salad to keep calories and carbs under control?" To begin with, you need to count your starchy vegetables and beans, as your carbohydrates. But your leafy green, dark leafy greens, they're really low in carbohydrate, and you don't really have to count them. Choose a light vinaigrette dressing. If you're in a restaurant, ask for it on the side so you can dip it. And then use your unsweetened fresh fruit. And then always have some protein. You really want to have some protein with your meals. So that's it for today, and I do hope that I'll get some more questions. It was quite fun reading them and preparing for them. Again, thank you so much from WGXC 90.7, and talk to us at info@wgxc.org.